From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Hello, Deepa. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. Why is this so formal? It's like I've never been here before.
Deepa gets all the DMs that you guys send in to us. So we talk about them every day.
Yeah. Deepa, what do people want to know today? What are the questions?
This is a really, really fun question from Brit. What is the funniest threat your parents used to use on you as a kid to get you to do or not do something? For me, it was if I was being bad and my mom wanted me to sleep, she used to tell me that she would take me by the pigtails and put me on the ceiling fan. Oh, we didn't even have a ceiling fan, but I was terrified.
My mom, like, it's weird. Both my parents used fear a lot, right? But like casual fear, but it was terrifying fear. Like when I was younger and would sort of run across the street, and if there are two parked cars, kids always run out in between the parked cars, right?
Yeah.
And my mom always told me she never tried to like talk to me about safety or anything like this. She just looked at me one day when I was really little and said, do you know what happens if you run out into the street between two parked cars? And I was like, no. She's like, that means that I have to then go to the garage, get a shovel, scoop you up, and put you in a garbage bag. Right?
Yeah.
And so I was never afraid of like getting hit by a car. When you're that young, I was afraid of ruining my mom's day, right? Like that I was somehow going to put her out.
Yeah.
Like she would have to then go to the house, get the shovel, get the bag, scoop me up, put me in it, and be late for work, right? Like wow. I was somehow going to ruin her day.
10 minutes out of her day. Yeah, exactly. She doesn't need to waste.
No, right? And so I never did that because it was never a lesson like, listen, you know, people won't see you and they won't stop and it's dangerous and all this stuff. It was immediately, you're going to get crushed,
yeah,
right? And it's going to ruin my day. Not, I'm going to be heartbroken. Mommy's going to miss you so much. No, it was, then I got to go back to the house. I got to get the shovel. I got to get the bag, scoop you in it.
I used to just get threatened with like a whooping. And I've said this before where like whatever was in the vicinity of, especially my mom, whatever was in the vicinity of my mom's like hand reach.
Yeah.
It was going to be the thing that she was going to hit me with. Like, do you want me to hit you with this hot spoon? Do you want me to hit you with
a
my
hot
slipper?
Spoon?
Yeah. Like if I was being bad,
sure,
and like she's cooking, right?
Jeez.
There's no such thing as a threat to do something to me. It was only do something.
Oh, really?
Oh.
No warning shots.
No.
Oh, wow. Really, yeah, huh?
And now my dad, like the sweetest guy ever.
Yeah, right? Totally. Totally. And you could take him now.
Oh.
No, don't encourage this.
Look out there.
No,
you can take him now.
100%. What about you, Deepa?
My mom had a move I was terrified of that my brothers named the neck stretch slap. So when I was a kid, I used to get my counting mixed up. I always used to like misplace 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember one day my mom was trying really hard to teach me this. And she's like, you know, your birthday comes before your uncle's. You're the 8th. He's the 9th. So just remember it that way. So she's like, count it again. And I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 8. And the rage on her face. She literally stretched my head upwards, like literally lifted my neck and just slapped me across my face.
Your sweet
like,
mother?
Oh.
Did that?
That was the only time.
I know there's a lot of differences between growing up in a white household and a brown household,
yeah,
right? I have never been assaulted for counting.
Yo, right? I could tell you
Nor
stories.
Do I. And now, I and Mocha has these stories. Deepa has these stories.
Shem has these stories too.
But
my dad, is an accountant. So you could only imagine when I got my math homework wrong.
Yeah, like I can't, I can't imagine. I can't. Maury, white household. Did you get hit growing up?
No, I never got hit. The story I was going to just say is my dad used to threaten that if I never ate my herring, I wouldn't get hair on my chest.
If you never ate hair, you wouldn't get
herring. Fish.
Oh, I was like, I know single dad struggle, but you don't like, sit the boy down with a bowl of hair.
If you don't eat your herring, you won't have hair on your chest.
Shem, you got beat a lot, huh?
Hold on. Wait, go back real quick. Maury, you must have eaten a lot of herring.
Yeah,
in
I know.
Life.
Look
right?
at you. Oh.
Deepa, turn your mic off before you say, ooh.
Yeah, nobody needs to see that. Shem, you got beat a lot, huh?
I want to get beat now.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Deepa, we got time literally for one more.
This one comes from Chanpreet. Chanpreet says, hey, can we please have Deepa sub in for Roz for mouth charades so we can know if there is actually a conspiracy that Maury gives Mocha easy ones or... does Roz just suck at it?
No, like here's the thing that I think that people are confused about. It's not like Maury has control over what words come out of the bowl, right? Like he doesn't have that kind of control. What I'm saying is I don't know where and I don't know how deep the conspiracy goes, but when we play mouse charades, I'm convinced the fix is in. Now, do I have any evidence whatsoever other than the outcome of mouse charades? No, because it's like the basis of the game and how the game is set up, it's very difficult to actually cheat at mouse charades because it is very random. The only thing I will say is that I think that Maury deliberately gives me crap
Roz,
clues.
Here's one right now. You ready?
No.
Right
yeah, go,
now,
go
on
ahead.
The fly. Here we
yeah,
go.
Go. Yeah. You know what's on? I get maybe I should just not.
Maybe you
look.
Should guess.
Maybe I should. Wow, you are really like you're aggressive today, man. What's the matter with you?
No, but you're wasting your time.
No, I don't know. I no. Maybe I'm not good at it, right?
Yeah,
you know,
you're just not good.
Yeah. Also cheating. Anyway,
do you not want to know what it is?
What so is that?
Oh, that was walking in snow.
Okay.
Keep sending in your DMs to us. We appreciate all the DMs that you get to us. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well, and we talk about them on the radio.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Yo, Deepa is here, and we got a whole bunch of DMs that we got in the past like 24 hours or so, huh?
What do people want to know today, Deepa? What's in the DMs?
This one comes from Jack. It says, question for Deepa. Why don't you sell curry and roti farts in a jar?
Ew.
I know a lot of weirdos would buy them. Nice and spicy Guyanese flavor.
Just because.
What the hell, Jack? What?
Just because a whole bunch of people are trying to make money online by selling farts in a jar does not mean we need to bring that over to the Roz and Mocha show.
Now, that said, do I think Deepa could wildly supplement her income from selling curry farts in a jar? The answer to that is an outstanding yes.
Is this something you would
do,
Deepa?
Really? Why?
I think
Are
that there's because there's a
no.
market for it. No, Deepa, I'm not saying you would do it. I'm not saying you're the type of person that would do it. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying could you make a ton of money selling curry farts if marketed like properly, which I fully think that you could do. I think you're great at that stuff. I think that you could make an incredible amount of money selling curry farts. I think there's a market
for
it.
On average, how much extra money do you think I would make if I was to actually
Okay.
go ahead?
Well, the girl that we had on the show,
Stephanie Motto,
okay, she sold regular farts in a jar and made $80,000 in a month.
Interesting.
Look who's in jail
now.
She's like, I'm going to talk to my husband.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to alter my diet. What else we got today, Deepa?
This one comes from Emreet. I love this one. It says, Deepa, show this to the guys. Mocha, I think I sent you the picture so you could show Roz. There's a local restaurant here, and this came up on my Facebook. And for a second, I thought it was Roz and Mocha. It's them in a bizarre world. I saw this picture.
What are we like? We're pitchmen for a restaurant somewhere?
Yo, this looks nothing like us, Deepa.
It looks exactly like both of you.
I mean, maybe Roz. That does not look like me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys.
That is nothing
That looks nothing like us. Nothing like us.
Come on, Deepa.
the age, the facial hair, the color of the hair.
Young man like me looking like this? No, Deepa.
Yeah, no, that looks like a hand-drawn version of some of like us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a poorly sketched.
It's a real-life picture.
Yeah, a version of Roz
and
Mocha.
No, we are not these guys.
No.
Operate out of a food truck. No. That's not us.
But I love, you know, listen, props to those guys. Love those guys. But that ain't us, man.
One more. Okay, let's see here. Amanda says, I never use social media, but I needed to send this in. I swear I'm the lesbian version of Roz. Tall, grumpy. Sit around topless, hate pickles, they ruin everything. Lawn care is a priority, and I think ketchup is the only thing that we would actually disagree about.
First of all, I'm the lesbian version of Roz.
Okay, so
let's just get one thing straight here. I'm the OG. Okay. Yes, but this woman sounds exactly like me. Sits around topless. Because we established this, right? I take my shirt off when I cook, right?
I don't remember you ever saying that.
Oh, no.
Wait,
you
what?
Didn't know
you
that?
Do?
Yeah, I take my shirt off when I cook.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I either go and get an apron, which I sometimes do, sometimes don't.
Yeah.
Most times I'll just walk into the kitchen, whip my shirt off, and then I start cooking
because
I don't pants still on. Yeah, yeah.
Jeans.
Yeah,
sweats.
Yeah. Because
really?
I don't want anything to splash on a t-shirt. I've ruined more t-shirts flipping something in a pan with oil in it. Everything else. So I just go full on shirtless, and then as soon as dinner is done and we're about to eat, I walk over to the chair, I grab my shirt, and I put it on.
What time are you cooking today?
Exactly.
Question. When food splashes on your chest,
yes.
Do you grab a towel or a paper towel or something, wipe it off with that, or do you use your index finger, wipe it off, and put it in your mouth?
Interesting. Normally, I leave it.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah, because normally...
And then you put the t-shirt back
on?
But
no, but I'll wipe down afterwards or something, right? Would I... This is a great question. Yeah, I think that if something did get, fly off a pan and get caught in a hair, like chest hair or whatever it was...
If it was pasta sauce.
100%. Yeah, I would eat it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not going to put it back, right?
But those DMs coming in. Anything you send to us goes to Deepa as well. We chat about them on the radio. That was great. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Our DMs have been blowing up. We try our very best to keep up, reply, respond, double tap and like a comment. Anything that doesn't get replied to ends up on the live show.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today? What are people asking?
Okay, the first question comes from Steven, and he says, question for Mocha. Mm-hmm. Which one of the dogs does Cruz get along with better?
Oh.
Our 4-year-old Cruz.
So your boy is 4, and Tig, your golden,
is nine,
and the baby Leo dog is...
7 months now.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Cruz... tries his best to be friends with Tig.
Yeah.
But Tig is at the age now. He is like a grumpy old man, doesn't want to have anything to do with anybody and will walk away. Kind of like you.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
doesn't want to hang out, wants to be left alone, do his own thing.
No, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Leo, the baby, just loves Cruz so much. They play all the time and Cruz just gravitates more towards the Australian Shepherd, the puppy.
Yeah.
Because of all that energy.
Oh, is that what he is, an Australian Shepherd?
Yeah.
Beautiful dog.
A lot of energy. Yeah. So the two of them, energy-wise, match, and they get along. They get along great.
This one comes from Marek. I think Deepa is more upset that he only has 1,000 followers on TikTok, and he's not verified. Maury,
does that bother
you? Upset you?
No, because as of today, I'm at 1,276.
And what about not being verified?
Wow.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, it's TikTok.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, how many videos?
You want to go viral so bad, though.
How many videos do you
I have
on
done very well on TikTok. I've done me putting my face in the snow got 138,000 views.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
wow.
It's my TikTok things do well.
Yeah.
I just
do nonsense. Have you emailed people or reached out to the people at TikTok to say, hey, I'm very popular on here. How can I get verified?
No, I did that for other things. But for TikTok, I just look at TikTok as something stupid. I don't really care.
Yeah, that's one way to get you verified.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Send this straight to TikTok.
No, like, it's ridiculous. Like, the stuff people do, the dances or whatever, it's funny. But, like, I mean, it's not like Instagram where you can source news or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just silliness.
So,
like,
so you're not upset that you're not verified on TikTok?
No, here's, like, a hot guy on a treadmill. Like,
interesting. Yeah, I imagine that's your entire
feed. Is that what you're...
Completely.
This is a stripper in San Francisco singing.
He was able to pull
out that
video.
You need to watch different videos.
Wow.
No, but as Roz once explained, like, once you start looking for shirtless, that's all that's going to populate
forever. Forever. You've, like, your TikTok is now ruined. That's all it's ever going to be. All right.
What else we got, Deepa?
This comes from Alex. Alex says, "Hey, Deepa, I just wanted to say, longtime listener, I've been on FML before and wanted to let everyone know my girlfriend kept calling me old for listening to your podcast, but now she secretly listens to it and says that Roz is her dream daddy."
See?
Whoa. Get in line.
See? Considering
See, this is what I'm this is what I'm saying. And this is not the first time we've had couples. There was a guy, and I don't know if we ever talked to him. One of the greatest podcast stories I ever heard was there was a couple that had been together for years, and he hated us, right? Like, hated us. And his girlfriend was a big fan of the podcast. And then he started listening to the podcast, but he wanted to keep it up that he hated us because he never wanted to tell her that she was right.
Right.
And he listened to the show in secret for 2 years.
I'm pretty sure we talked about that person.
Did we?
Yeah.
It was 2 years that he listened, and he just would not admit it to her because he didn't want her to know that she was right. Come on. We've had a lot of couples where this show has divided the house.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Shared love for Roz and Marco.
Right, thank you.
Wait, I need to follow up with this one because he messaged me back and said that his girlfriend DM'd you and you responded. So he's a bit concerned now because her dream daddy responded to her on Instagram. So he's like, I don't know what's happening.
Okay,
Roz.
Hold on,
who's the person?
On. The handle is Eddie, E-D-D-I-E.
Okay, hold on here.
M-E.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, okay, so... So this is the message, right? Hi, I've been listening to your podcast for the last couple of months, and I've fallen in love with the show, but have decided to start from episode one as my boyfriend is way ahead of me. Let me just say one thing, though, Roz. I have fallen in love with you. You are so good looking, right? And then my reply was, I know, right?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Roz.
Okay. So yeah. So that's that. So this is what, so you, cause I know what happens, right? I know as soon as somebody's like, oh my God, you're so good. And I write back, oh my God, that is so nice to hear. You're like, really made my day. That gets back to the husband. And then all of a sudden everything gets ruined. Okay.
And he wants to fight you.
Yeah. So just so people know, this is how I reply. Okay. When somebody's like, you are so good looking, heart emoji eyes. My reply is, I know, right?
And that is why we talk about the DMs that you send in to us. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well. Don't expect a reply from Roz because you will get, I know, right?
Also, truth be told, I did think that this came from Edward because the name was Edward. So I did think I was talking to a man.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
I love this part of the show. This is where we go through everybody's direct messages, the DMs. Deepa, what did you get today?
Okay, so McKay wrote in, and I didn't actually know this about Mocha, but the question is, why does Mocha hate Star Wars? So, Star Wars, Wars. Sorry, I turned Guyanese for a second. Why does Mocha hate Star Wars so much?
When does Mocha...
I've never said I hated Star Wars.
Yeah.
In fact, the opposite. I absolutely love Star Wars. I mean, I'm not like the happiest right now with this, the Boba Fett show on Disney.
Nobody is, though.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I still watch it every week.
Yeah.
But I love Star Wars. So whoever this person is, what is it?
M-I-K-H-A-I.
Yeah, Makai. Yeah. No, Makai. Mocha definitely does not hate Star Wars. That's fake news.
Totally wrong. Yeah. Totally wrong. What else we got?
This one comes from, Kristen. Kristen says, hey, Deepa. Shem definitely needs to sing on the show more often. I wouldn't object if it's to me. Oh, Kristen. Oh.
Look at Shem perking up all of a sudden.
Well, girl.
Is it Kristen with a K?
I could only be with a K.
Yeah, Kristen
that,
with a K.
That sounds like a great song title there, Shem. Kristen with a K.
Kristen with a K. Damn, girl, you make my day. But can I make her name?
Oh!
Wow!
What?
Shem.
Yeah, there you go.
Shem, Shem, Shem.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah. I like hearing love happen. You know what I'm saying?
The DMs. What else we got today, Deepa?
This one comes from Stefan. Stefan says, hey, guys, I'm listening to the previous episodes of the podcast to catch up, and I am willing to defend Mocha on the mango topic. I'm also from Guyana, born there, then moved here to Canada. And when I'm in Guyana, I do Guyanese culture things, but in Canada, you don't have to actually be following a strict culture when it comes to eating a mango. So I, too, will peel it with a knife and cut it and eat it. But if I'm in Guyana, I'll eat it.
So please explain what the mango controversy
because somebody
was.
Somebody called in one day and said that they were upset with me and that I wasn't, like, really a West Indian because I eat a mango a certain way where I peel it first and then I cut it up into slices and then I'll eat it, like, with a fork,
and
right?
What's the
where
proper
her
way?
Technique was you just use your hands. And you just go at it. You can peel
like
it
a
off.
Savage.
Yeah, or you slice it, and then like while it's still in the skin, you create like the like little squares.
Yeah.
Right. You slice into it just a little bit, and then you peel it backwards, and then just eat it that way.
Oh, I gotcha.
Very
okay.
messy.
Okay. Yeah, very messy to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think
yeah,
Deepa,
yeah.
you said you agreed with that woman that that's the way you eat a mango. Nobody else. And Shem shaking his head.
I'm
nobody
so
else
disappointed, man. Like,
eats the mango the way I do.
That's got to come dripping down your hand.
Oh, it's
you know
so messy. And the one thing,
though,
let me tell you the one thing that I hate about mango. Mm-hmm. I love mangoes, my favorite fruit. But yeah. the one thing I hate about eating mango is that when the stringy parts get stuck in between all your teeth.
Yeah.
It looks
yeah.
like if you open your mouth after a while, like it looks like your teeth have like long strands of hair.
Yeah, you look like when you open the top of a pumpkin.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like that feeling.
No,
very dirty.
No.
Anyway.
No, but when you bite into a mango, like Shem, I don't know if you do this, but I kind of eat it like an apple. I don't even cut it into anything.
Yes.
Like you peel it and you just bite the whole thing.
Skin and all. Absolutely. What's wrong with y'all, man? Y'all ain't real fit. You know, Roz is more Guyanese than all y'all.
Thank you. Thank
oh,
you, Shem. We can end the show right now. That is all I need to hear. The work has paid off. For anybody else who like to become Guyanese and get the validation of a Guyanese coworker, if you do the work will pay off, okay?
Weeks and weeks
okay?
and weeks.
Yeah.
And that is it. That is a wrap. Thank you, everybody, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them on the radio, whatever you send to us. Call us to Deepa as well.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Here we go. Time to go through the DMs that you've been sending in to us.
Deepa, what do we got today?
Okay, first one comes from Elena. Elena says, hey, Roz and Mocha, I am such a big fan of yours, mm-hmm. and I've been listening for what seems like forever. I also love the addition of Shem and Deepa to the show. Thank you. I have a food question for everyone. I know Roz is the chef in the room and always talks about the delicious meals he makes for his family every single day. Does he ever bring leftovers to eat the next day, or does he make something totally different to have when he's in the studio? That's parter one, so let's get through that one first.
I don't eat when I'm in the studio at all.
Don't you get hungry?
No. I eat dinner every night. That's my meal of the day.
That's
is that
so
I have,
wild.
I have a big dinner. Sometimes I'll snack like during the day on just like on something like a pepperoni stick or
a pepperoni stick.
Yeah.
What are you
right?
bubbles from Chiller Park?
Yeah. Like I love it. I love a pepperoni stick, man. I love like those hot, like those spicy pepperoni sticks. I love those little
like
things.
Like the snap into a Slim Jim?
No. Like real ones.
Oh, like
not,
the Schneider's
yeah,
ones.
Like I don't like the jerky hard ones. Yeah. Right. Like I don't want to break a tooth, you know, trying to bite
those
down on
too,
super
like,
hard meat. Yeah, they're not good. But no, like I like there's a couple brands that are real good, like those like super spicy pepperette things.
Uh-huh.
I like those a lot. But no, normally I only eat dinner and then I'm done my eating until the next night at dinner.
Wow.
Normally.
You even like wake up, but because even in here, like sometimes I hear your stomach growl.
Yes.
And it's very loud.
Right.
But that's not growling out of like those aren't hunger growls.
No. No, no, no. No, not at all. Like, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
But I just drink, like, I just drink a lot of water and stuff during the day. And I don't do it because I get hungry and I think that does something. It's just, like, I don't get hungry until like, the evening. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just the way I roll. So, no, I never bring leftovers in. But I have before. I've like, cooked stuff over a weekend before and every now and then. I brought ribs in. I think I brought chicken in one time.
Yeah. You brought chicken fried rice in once.
Chicken fried rice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that kind of stuff. So, every now and then I will.
Okay, there's a part two. Can I go to the part two of it?
Yes.
Oh, God. Probably a diss.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's not. It's just a continuation of the question.
I never trust Deepa in the DMs because she'll set it up. Sometimes it'll be a straight up diss right away.
Yeah.
Or the setup will be really, really nice.
Yeah.
And then part two is something bad.
Yeah.
So let's hear it, Deepa.
Yep.
Okay, you don't have to worry. The question is, I'm also curious to know what you each bring to work to eat as well. Do you ever share with each other? I already know that Maury eats chocolate and chips every day, so I'm not interested in hearing what other gross stuff he has to say.
The people know him so well, right?
You know what I mean?
Like, you can only wish fans knew. Like, when you're trying to do a show and, you know, when you're in show business, you're trying to build an audience and stuff like this. I know that sounds like a diss, but the fact that they know what the man has for breakfast and we don't even discuss it, like, that is connecting to an audience that performers dream about, you know?
Wow.
So good. What do you eat every day, Mocha? You got, like, containers on containers in here.
Oh, so I will always, for breakfast, have either, like, an oatmeal with fruit or, like, yogurt with fruit or, like, granola with yogurt. I'll always have a vegetable, so, like, whether it's a green or red pepper or a cucumber.
Yeah.
And then I'll also have another piece of fruit, which will either be an apple or an orange. And then I'll have, like, a muffin and a protein bar. Mm. And then I have here today a banana.
No meat, huh?
No.
No. Interesting.
You know why?
Yeah.
I used to. I would bring in, like, eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
Right? And heat it up in the microwave here.
Yeah.
But they took away all the microwaves ever since
COVID happened.
Yeah. Man. So I can't bring stuff that I would heat up now.
Is it back?
They've never left. They're on the far side of the cafeteria. There's one there. I nuked up Kraft Dinner in.
Mocha doesn't want to walk.
No, who wants
no,
to
I'm
walk?
I'm not going all the way over there.
Yeah, no. You got to bring your eggs through, like, other people's offices and stuff like that. That's not cool.
I used to, no, but, like, before, I would bring in, like, leftover, like, steak from the night before.
Really?
With, like, sweet potato. And,
oh, wow.
And
this
broccoli.
Is the first time hearing of this.
No.
I would bring all that stuff in. Huh, I would eat all that stuff before you guys even got here.
Really, huh? Well,
yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, Mocha eats a lot during the show. I eat nothing.
Deepa?
I'm similar to you. I do yogurt and berries and granola in the morning, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the crust. Then I follow up with some carrots. And then, why are you making that face, Mocha?
You eat peanut, you're a grown ass woman.
What?
And you eat peanut butter and jelly with no crust?
Bruh.
Yeah, that's the first. I cut it off and then I keep it. And then Thalal will, like, eat it later.
Hold on a second. So you save your scraps for your husband to eat later. Oh, my God. What was that person's name that sent in the DM?
Elena.
God.
Well, Elena,
Oh, wait, sorry. E-L-I-A-N-A. Iliana. Sorry.
All right. Iliana or Elena, whatever your name is. Thank you very much for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. We appreciate it. We appreciate your dedication and your knowledge of the show. Keep the DMs coming in. These are the conversations that that come out of them. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.